Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. I'd now like you to join me for an overview of some of the papal visits to Australia, with a particular emphasis on the three preceding ones to Pope Benedict's. Stay tuned and watch the change of pace. Only months into his pontificate, Pope Benedict XVI found himself announcing the venue for the 2008 World Youth Day, Sydney.
The next World Youth Day will take place in Sydney, Australia.
He did so in Cologne, in his own home country, and the young Aussies present jumped with joy at the prospect of an event that seemed remote in time. But as we know, the 3 years passed quickly, and as preparations began in Australia, this continent seemed to grow closer to Rome. But then no place is distant for the Church. Already that first pilgrim pope, Paul VI, had made this distant land somehow seem closer to Rome. It was the 30th of November 1970 when he touched down at Sydney's International Airport. On a pastoral journey which had already taken him to Tehran, Manila and Samoa. And at the outset of the journey, before boarding the aeroplane which would take him to the Far East, he had highlighted the purpose of this papal voyage. Speaking in Italian, he said,
La nostra partenza non ha nulla a che vedere né col turismo né col desiderio di scoprire nuove terre.
The purpose of this journey is not tourism, nor the yearning to discover new lands. We are travelling far, he stressed, following the teaching of the Lord who told us, go teach all peoples. Like Peter and Paul and their companions,
Pietro e Paolo con I loro compagni,
who once travelled to the ends of the earth. Once in Sydney, he expressed his esteem, concern and affection for Australia.
To all the inhabitants of this continent, we express our friendship.
And indeed, for our brothers of the Christian churches.
Our brothers of the Christian churches.
This meeting, he went on to say, offers us the long-awaited occasion for making personal contact with the entire Australian community, one especially dynamic and dear.
Which is so dynamic and so dear to us.
On this occasion, in the era before World Youth Day events, if you recall, these dedicated celebrations were the brainchild of John Paul II in the early 80s, Pope Paul met with young people, stressing how this had been his special wish. It seemed to us, he said, that within this people itself, so young, you are the young amid the young, and you have a right to a special message. On this occasion, this baffling but brilliant Pope who had steered the Catholic Church through the Second Vatican Council quoted from a council document dedicated to the young. Precisely this body's message to youth from the 8th of December 1965. Quote, it is from Christ that the Church receives a power beyond that of a merely human society. The power to be the full answer for your young hearts, for she is the real youth of the world, because she constantly renews herself, offering new generations the good news. And Paul VI went on to praise young people, among other things, for their enthusiasm, their thirst for what is just and true, their aversion for hatred and its worst expression, war. He underlined that intimate connection between faith and everyday life. Even in today's permissive society, he affirmed, when faith and everyday life connect, there is a ray of light. 16 years had to go by for another pope to visit. It was November 1986, and the pope in question was Pope John Paul II. And when he did travel to Australia, he referred to his predecessor's words.
Paul VI said, in this very place, that self-centeredness, hedonism, eroticism, and many other counterfeits lead in the end to contempt for man. And do not, for all that, satisfy his profound restlessness.
And John Paul II too met with the young people down under. To them he spoke of peace. In a word, if you want peace, you must love.
If you want peace, you must love. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength.
He told them not to be afraid, to be open to the great cultural diversity which enhances the unity of Australians, open to others in understanding, patience, and compassion, and in the desire to help promote their good in an expression of fraternal love, a fine example of peacemaking. But by the same token, he also warned that openness to others does not mean that every opinion has equal value. The truth is not always the same as the majority opinion, especially if that truth has been artificially induced by powerful and clever forces of manipulation. Dear young people, he encouraged, Christ is continually saying to you, peace be with you. And he sends you on a mission, as he sent the apostles.
As you communicate Christ to the world, you will communicate the gift of his peace.
This was only the first of Pope John Paul II's visits to Australia. 10 years later, he was back, fresh from travelling to Manila to celebrate World Youth Day there. This time, he was to beatify one of the 10 saints and patrons of the 23rd World Youth Day, Mother Mary MacKillop.
We are celebrating an extraordinary event in the life of the Church in Australia, the beatification of Mother Mary MacKillop, the first Australian formally declared to be among the blessed in heaven. Yes!
And almost 10 years on, Pope Benedict XVI then became the third pope to visit Australia. As the president of the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference, Archbishop Philip Wilson, pointed out, while welcoming the Holy Father at Barangaroo against the magnificent backdrop of Sydney Harbour.
We thank you for coming such a long distance to Australia to lead us in the wonderful celebrations of World Youth Day. It is a most significant occasion for us. It is the fourth time in our nation's history that we have had the presence of the Holy Father in our midst. The two visits of your beloved predecessor, Pope John Paul II, and the 1970 visit of Pope Paul VI remained etched in our hearts and minds, and we consider it a true blessing that we are now able to welcome you to the great Southland of the Holy Spirit, as this continent was first named the land under the Southern Cross. Holy Father, gathered in your presence, we renew our faith and our commitment to Christ and his Church.
Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for listening.